I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says that U.S. President Joe Biden has objected to what it says China's coercive and increasingly aggressive actions toward Taiwan during his meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. She responded that Taiwan is at the core of U.S.-China relations. Biden said the two powers' goals to manage the differences in a competition for global influence. The nearly three-hour meeting in Indonesia on Monday came as a critical juncture for the two countries amid increasing economic and security tensions between them. In an AP interview, Scott Kennedy with CSIS says the Chinese, like many others, did not think President Biden's Democratic Party would do well in the midterm elections.
He comes in probably in a better political position, and that, I think, might give him more room, not necessarily just to compromise, but actually just to be more forceful and believable that he can follow through on everything.
Meanwhile, both men have entered the highly anticipated meeting with bolstered political standing at home. Biden has objected to China's treatment of ethnic minorities and its crackdown on Hong Kong. President Biden is trying to persuade the world's largest economies to further isolate Russia diplomatically.
In meetings at the Group of 20 summit in Indonesia, the president is pressing nations to stand up to Russia and defend Ukraine's sovereignty in both symbolic and substantive ways. The effort comes as global inflation and slowing economies have put new pressures on countries that impose penalties on Russia for the nine-month war that has sent food and energy prices soaring. A senior U.S. administration official says that the summit's final communique will make clear that most of the nations condemn Russia's invasion in Ukraine.
AP's Norman Hall, this is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has made a triumphant visit to the newly liberated city of Kherson. He hailed the Russian withdrawal from the southern city as the beginning of the end of the war. Meanwhile, he says that Ukrainian soldiers have been paying a price in their grinding effort to push back the invaders. Retaking Kherson was one of Ukraine's bigger successes in the nearly nine-month-old war and delivered another stinging blow to the Kremlin. But large parts of eastern and southern Ukraine are still under Russian control, and the city itself is without water, power, and heat and remains within reach of Moscow's shells and missiles. Heavy fighting continued elsewhere in Ukraine. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen said Tuesday that he has COVID-19 and is leaving a group of 20 meetings in Bali just days after hosting President Joe Biden and other world leaders for a summit in his country's capital. The Cambodian leader said he feels normal and is returning home. He said he was lucky that he arrived in Bali Monday and was unable to join a dinner with the French President Emmanuel Macron and other leaders. The White House said Biden tested negative Tuesday morning and is not considered a close contact. Cambodia was the host of the earlier Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit, and Hun Sen met with many leaders who attended one-on-one. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn is reporting that authorities have identified four students found dead in a home near the University of Idaho on Sunday.
Two of them are from Idaho, one from Washington State, and one from Arizona. The mayor of Moscow, Idaho, where the campus is located, says this tragedy serves as a sobering reminder that senseless acts of violence can occur anywhere at any time, and says his community is not immune. Additional security officers have been made available to escort students walking across the campus.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Meanwhile, in the U.S. state of Virginia bordering Washington, students and faculty at the University of Virginia, along with members of the Charlottesville, Virginia community, have been mourning the loss of three members of the school's football team who were fatally shot Sunday night, setting off panic and long lockdowns off the campus until the suspect was captured Monday. Police say the former member of the school's football team, 22-year-old Christopher Darnell Jones Jr., was the gunman, and they say he fatally shot the three current players as he returned from a field trip Sunday evening. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.